Blog Talk Radio.
God will break you to position you, break you to promote you, and break you to put you in your right place. But when he breaks you, he doesn't hurt you. He doesn't, when he breaks you, he doesn't destroy you. He does it with grace. Ah! Anybody been gracefully broken where? Ooh! Thank you, Lord. Thank you. So, Father, tonight we're broken before you. Thank you for handling us with grace. Your worship right there in this moment. God, arms wide open. I'm right here, pouring out my life, grateful.
It's got to get better. All over the world, listen to these words. People come.
People come.
People go.
People go.
Your life has been.
Your life has been.
Out of control.
Out of control.
You're confused.
You're confused.
But don't worry.
Don't worry. Your song it will get better.
It's got to get
better.
Connection. It is Women's Day Thursday, and I'm super excited to have Apostle Harris on this morning. She will be on at 9 Please tune in, get your pen and paper together, because she has a word from the Lord just for you. Definitely want to give a shout out to all the countries that's listening in: United States, Canada, Brazil, Ghana, Nigeria, Kenya, Zimbabwe, South Africa, China, Hong Kong, Germany, Bulgaria, Russia, Mexico, United Kingdom, Paris, Japan, South Korea, India, and Ireland. Thank you guys for tuning in. Every time Apostle and I get on here, know that we are praying and interceding for you on this side of the globe. We know you can't openly praise God, but know that you have family over here that's interceding for you. Continue to press forward. Do not fold. Yes, it will get rough, but God is still in control. Father God, we ask you to come on the broadcast this morning. Ask you to give this woman of God strength, less of her and more of you, Heavenly Father. Strengthen her so she can better deliver the word to your people where they can understand it fully. Continue to guide her and cover her family. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You guys, get your pen and paper together. God does not care about what you did last night nor this morning, but he loves you. He never left you. The scripture for this morning is Psalms 34 and 8. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him. Psalms 34 and 8, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him. Remember, that was Psalms 34 and 8. The number to call in is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak. Or if you just want to listen in, feel free. If you want prayer, trust me, we will stop immediately and go on to pray for you. Remember, you're not in this fight by yourself. The enemy wants you to think that, but I'm here to tell you, you are not. Stand up. Hold your head up. Yes, you're going through. But woman of God, you were built to be strong. You were built to hold in. You were built to deliver. You were built to do God's will in spite of what you see. Stop focusing on what they call you and focus on what God calls you. I say this all the time. When you start looking through your spiritual eyes and not your regular eyes, it will flow so much better. Now, remember, the enemy knows. He's already seen your future. That's why the fight is so hard. But get with people that's connected and like-minded to God. You have to make sure they are connected to God, that they're walking what they're talking. It's very critical for your life if you're not connected to the right people. Be mindful if they say something about somebody else. Know that person for yourself instead of listening to somebody, because 5 out of 10, they're not telling you the truth. Jealousy is real. I said this yesterday. Everybody wants a title, but do you know what people go through to get those titles that God gave them? Not man. It's a difference. When God gives you the title, warfare starts right then. Get on your knees. Talk to God. And I'm telling you, it will get better with time. We're going to go to a musical break, and we'll be right back.
And I'm getting ready to worship quarantine style with some family and friends. Anisha, yeah. Are you there?
Hey.
Tyrone, are you there?
Good.
Drea, Shelby, are you there? Marcus Johnson, Mark J, are you in the building or what? At home? Shalita, are you there? Adia, are you there?
Hey, Kiara.
Tony, Uncle Snoop. Harris, what about Brooks? You there? Deshaun Jones, are you there? And now, my beloved sister, Tasha Cobb Leonard, are you there? Were you there, darling? Okay, here we go. Something has to break in your life. We're in this together, so we're worshiping and making it fun. Here we are.
Have your way. Something has to break.
break, tear down every lie, set the wrong thing right. 'Cause when you have your way, something has to break, something has to break. Right now in your name, something has to break, something has.
Amen. Amen. Something has to break. Remember, you can speak over yourself. You can talk to God for yourself. Stop thinking that you have to go to somebody and have them to pray for you all the time and talk to God for you. No. God wants that one-on-one relationship with just you and him. He loves you. Stop thinking that you have to go. There's nothing wrong with being a covering, having a covering. I'm not saying that at all. But what I'm saying, once you have that relationship with God, my God, it'll be so much better. Yes, your pastor, your apostle, your bishop, your covering prays for you. But you must know how to pray for yourself. You must know how to intercede for yourself. You can't continue to live on me, Ma's, and Grandma's prayers. Yes, she laid out for you. That's what she's supposed to do. Yes, she called out your name. That's what they're supposed to do when they're covering their family. But when was the last time you laid out and cried out to God for yourself? Think about that. When was the last time you interceded for someone else? Remember, when you bless the prophet, God blesses you. When was the last time you just went to him and didn't ask for anything, just wanted to tell him you love him? You need him. You can't live without him. When was the last time you just did that? He just wants you to talk to him. Sit back and just worship with God. I'm telling you, that one-on-one intimacy is so amazing when you finally get that connection with just you and him. Ignore what it's all in the room. Get in your closet if you have to. Get in your car if you have to. Find a quiet place and spend time with him. If you have to start 10 minutes at a time, make that start. Step out on faith. Because I'm telling you, it's so much in store for you. Your testimony can save someone's life. You heard my testimony. I'll share some of it again. But whatever we can do, know that we will pray for you and intercede for you. It's not always about being seen. That's what people fail to realize. You don't have to be seen all the time. Get in the background. Be a server. And continue to push people where they need to be. It's midwives are needed. Midwives are needed, people of God. Somebody have something in them right now, and they don't know what to do and which direction to go. Make yourself available where they can call you and say, woman of God, I need you to pray with me. Or man of God, I need you to pray with me. It doesn't matter the race of the person. If they love God, you go for it. Be mindful of who touch you and pray for you. Absolutely. That's when you talk to have that relationship with God. He will tell you, mm-mm, daughter, that's not the one. Mm-mm, son, that's not the one I want to touch and pray for you. He will tell you. He won't let you walk in blind. But one last time you sat there and laid out just you and him, I'm telling you it's time for you to do it. There's no age limit anymore when people are passing here, young and old. I'm not even talking about the coronavirus. I'm just saying in general, people getting shot. 9 years old, just got killed, shot by a stray bullet. 9 years old. God is on his way back. He's calling his people home. Are you prepared? Are you one of the wise bridegrooms? Are you one of the foolish? Your oil is going to be empty. Get your Bible. Get your weapon. And get prepared. Put the armor of God on and get prepared. Get on your knees and talk to him. Fall out and lay out and cry out to God. If you don't know what to do, I'm telling you, he will tell you exactly what to do. But you need a relationship with him. My testimony, I sold much dope. Yeah, Joel Kishima. I can just talk about me. Yeah, gang banged in school. I thought I was untouchable. But I had a praying grandmother that prayed for me. In spite of what everything was going on, people going to jail, I'm good. Never went to jail behind any drugs or any of that. But until I learned God for myself, and suddenly made myself understand the word of God for myself. I've always been under good leaders. I'm not saying that. But when you know them for yourself, it, things will seem so much clearer. It's okay to cry. It's okay you fell down. Get back up. Sarah Jakes Roberts has a song. Roberts has a song. Get up. Get up, woman of God. Get up, get up. This one of her speaking, when she spoke the other day, I heard her say that, get up. And I'm telling you to get up. Wipe your face off. Hold your head up. You are a queen. Your father is a king. This won't last always. Single people, it won't be like that always. God got to get you prepared for your mate. Not on your timing, but his timing. He will send the right person at the right time to do what he needs him to do in you. So y'all can build together. It will happen. It happened for me. I wrote it down specifically what I wanted in a husband. And the number one thing was God-fearing. And I was specific what I wanted. I'm telling you to write it down, ladies. Date it. Put it up. And let God be God. And I'm telling you, he will do just that. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak. We're going to go to another musical break.
Bless the Lord, all my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy, keeping, saving name. So God, we lift you. God, we magnify you. I feel Jesus. You reign. And you rule. You're worthy, you're worthy. Yes, you are. Everybody say, God, I look to you, say,
God, I
won't be overwhelmed.
I won't be overwhelmed.
Give me vision.
Give me vision.
To see things like you do.
To see things like you do.
Say, God, I look to you.
God, I look to you.
You're where my help comes from.
You're where my help comes from.
Say, give me wisdom.
Give me wisdom.
You know just what to do.
You know just what to do.
Everybody say, I will love you. Together, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Our God reigns.
Hallelujah.
Let's raise that again. Everybody say, hallelujah. let them sing it, say.
Forever all my days, it's hallelujah. Sing hallelujah, our God reigns. Hallelujah, our God reigns. Forever all my days, oh God, sing hallelujah, hallelujah,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628.
A lot of us in this house tonight, we're on the potter's wheel right now, and it's not comfortable. It doesn't feel good, but we need to just take solace in the fact that even though it may not feel good right now, as long as I'm in his hands, I know that everything is going to be all right. Just touch somebody, look them in the face, and tell them, I'm in his hands. Listen.
He sees. And
he shares your pain inside.
And sometimes
you wonder why
he allows you to go through
what you go through.
But listen.
Lift up those hands and give him some praise. Oh, I can't get no help with him. That's a good place to bless him. Listen to the words.
See your day.
Even when the sun is up,
yes it is.
And
from the top of your
lungs, you shout.
Oh. What shall I do? Can I tell you one thing? Remember, just know
he has his hand.
He has his
hand.
Yes, he does.
He said,
I'll see you through. And when you cry, for he will provide. Yes, he will, yes, he will.
Just know he has his hands on.
Sometimes you feel so alone,
like a
child lost and no home. They keep
He does.
He said, I'll see you through.
God has his hands on you. Such a wonderful song. I say this all the time. All God wants is that intimate time with just you and him. That's it. Once you spend that one-on-one time with him, I'm telling you, one day at a time, it will get better and better and better. 1 John 1:9 says, we confess our sins. He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to clean us from unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, meaning confess with your mouth the things that you have done, he is faithful. God loves you. He's right there with you. And just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Remember, no sin is greater than the next sin. It's still sin. There's no difference. I don't know why some people think it's a difference. It's not a difference. A sin is a sin. Nobody's perfect. Nobody expects you to be perfect. But what God expects you to do is to listen and worship him. Talk to him. I keep saying this over and over again, that one-on-one time with God is priceless. You have to have that in order to get what you need. Apostle always say to get in place and get in position, you must know the will of God. You must know the word for yourself. Unless you know 1 John 1:9, you have no idea what I read. Everybody knows Psalms 23, the shepherd's prayer. Everybody know that. But do you know the rest of the Bible? Do you know what it says in other chapters? Do you know how many books of the Bible is? 66. Take a step. We say this all the time. You have to know for yourself. Once you learn it for yourself, that's just like driving a car. People can drive you around all day long. The bus, Uber, Lyft, taxi, limo. People can drive you all the way around. You won't know how to drive unless you get behind that wheel of the car or truck and learn how to drive. Because they showed you, that doesn't mean anything. They can show you how to drive every day. But until you get behind that wheel of that car, buckle your seatbelt, start the car, and drive off. You're learning this for yourself. You're learning how to guide the car for yourself. You learn how to get to A and B and C in the car for yourself. There's nothing wrong with people driving you around. I'm not saying that. But you would never learn how to drive unless you get behind the wheel and do it. You might hit something and you might not. You might do good at the first try. And you might not. If you didn't do good the first try, try again. And keep trying until you get it right. God don't expect us to be perfect, but he do expect us having faith in him. We give bless all the people. It's not about the all, because, yes, we pray over it. It's about your faith in God, because he's the only one can open doors that need to be opened just for you. Yeah, people say they got you, but I'm here to tell you that's not always true. They got you until they need something. And then when they get what they need, they don't have you anymore. Family or friends, both do it. This is the time when you look through your spiritual eyes and leave your natural eyes out of the picture. Ask God to show you with your spiritual eye a person's heart. Trust, you know, just like I know, they talk about Jesus Christ, but he still died on that cross for you and I. He still did. Knowing what was going to happen to him, he still pushed through and didn't say a mumbling word. Can you imagine that? Getting beat for something you didn't do at all? Talked about by people who said they love you. Drugged. Then a thorn crown put on your head. Jesus. He did that just for you. Don't you understand? He did that just for you. You don't think you need to show him gratitude for that? Here I am, Lord. I need you. I can't do anything without you. You don't have to talk perfect to talk to God. You don't have to speak in tongues to talk to God. You don't have to be in theological school to know and talk to God. He already knows you. He knew you when you was born in your mother's womb. He already knows. He's waiting on you. He's waiting on you to surrender to him. I can talk about Kashima because it's me. I wasn't perfect. No, absolutely not. I made mistakes. Yes, I did. I'm not perfect now, but I know there's someone that's perfect who loved me, who forgave me for everything I did and made me a new creature in Christ because I sold out for him. That's why I'm able to sit here and tell you that God did it for me. He definitely can do it for you. We're on here to encourage, inspire, and uplift you and push you if you need to be pushed into your destiny. Write it down today, what's on your mind, what you expect, what you want to do. Write it down. Date it. And stand on that. If you don't have the Bible app on your phone, download it and let the Bible play so you can hear it or you can go read it. Some people are better at reading the Bible and some like to hear it. Either way, I'm telling you, you need to do it. Step out on faith. It will be so clear for you. You have to, I keep saying this, you have to know the word for yourself. Because people add on what they want to add on. They take off what they want to take off. But once you know that them 66 books for yourself, they can't tell you nothing. You can go to God for yourself. Yes, there's nothing wrong with people praying for you. I don't want you to think I'm saying that. There's nothing wrong with that. We all need help. Even the strong get weary sometimes. And they need to be able to call on a friend or family or a cover and say, I need you to pray for me. Not what's going on, but I need you to pray for me. And let them pray for you. Now pray for yourself. You wake up in the morning, thank you, God, for waking me up. Because it wasn't the alarm clock. No, sweetheart, it was not the clock or your phone. It was not. It was God that woke you up this morning. He's the reason you still have another chance above the ground and not under the ground. He is the reason you're still able to talk, walk, and get to where you need to be going to. He is the reason. Remember, he's kings of kings and lords of lords. It's okay. You might be by yourself right now, but it does not mean you will always be by yourself. What do your hearts desire? I tell single women all this time, get your journal, write it down, write specifically what you want in a man. Now, you got to be careful what you ask God for. He will give you exactly what you ask for. It might not be the way you think it looked, he should look, but it's the way God wants you to know he sent that person to you. Whether you're tall, short, wide, thick, muscular, God will send what he wants you to have to help you get to your elevation. And each elevation is more demons. I put this on Facebook yesterday. Becoming a pastor wasn't easy. Absolutely not. It was warfare when I got ordained as a minister and warfare when I got ordained as a pastor prophetess. It was not easy. The devil know what to attack when it's concerning you. He know what buttons to push to make you mad. He knows. He's crafty. Remember, he was an angel. He already know what you can do once you completely sell out for Christ. I'm here to tell you, he knows. But as long as you know who you are and not worry about what other people think you should be, it will be all right. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak or if you need prayer. Remember, we still have the blessed all if you need it. You can inbox us on Worldwide Gospel Connection, or you can email us at worldgospelconnection@gmail.com. You can also text us at 832-519-7646 if you want blessed all. Again, if you're in the Houston area, we can meet you, give it to you, pray with you. If you're not, we can definitely mail it to you. It is free. There's no selling this all because it's not about us. It's about God. The all is free. So we're going to go to a musical break, and we'll be right back.
The enemy came up against your home. The enemy came up against your children. The enemy came up against your name. The enemy came up against your character. You will win, win. You will win, win. The enemy came up against your health. The enemy came up against your finance. The enemy came up against your vision. The enemy came up against your business. You will
is, can you win? I came to tell somebody up in here tonight that there is something on the inside of you that's going to help you win in this season. And it's called a champion. You ought to open up your mouth and shout, I am a champion. Everything attached to you wins. I said everything attached to you wins. Can you point to your neighbor and tell them, everything attached to you wins. Come on, let's just tell them, everything attached to you wins. Now just tell them, say, it's your winning season.
It's your winning season.
It's your winning season.
It's your winning season.
You've got God to carry you.
It's your winning season.
You've got God to carry you.
It's your winning season.
That's what he's gonna do tonight.
It's your winning season.
Cause you can't afford to lose again.
It's your winning season.
You can't afford to lose again.
It's your winning season.
Oh, it's your winning season.
It's your winning season.
I need you to do, because I realize that you can't say you are a winner but look defeated. I need you to get up out of your seat and high five 10 people across this room. Don't just stay at your row, tell them across the room that you will win. Come on, high five 10 people and tell them you will win. You will win. God don't work failures. God don't call you defeated. You are.
Don't know what I've been through. Let me share my story with you. All the things that he brought me through. My stormy days and my rainy days. You don't know all the tears I've cried, the things I've kept bottled up inside, trying my best to be strong, waiting on God and holding on. I pray all my
situation did change.
My God, my God, people just don't know what you go through, but you keep a smile on your face and keep going. We're not going to prolong the time. The woman of God is on the line. Get your pen and paper ready. Remember, if you have a question or you need prayer, call in to 563-999-3628. Make sure you press 1 so you know you want to say something or if you need prayer. Apostle Harris?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
Good morning, woman of God. The floor is yours. I have my pen and paper ready. I'm ready to eat, so you go right ahead.
Amen. You want me to go ahead and go with the word, or?
Yes, ma'am. However the Lord use you to deliver it, you go right ahead.
Okay. Amen, amen, amen. We give God the praise and the glory. Amen. I thank God for this opportunity on today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. We are grateful, and I'm going to pray first before I get into the word. Amen. And my title, amen, today will be A Year of Bold Moves. My title today will be A Year of Bold Moves. Father God, I thank you for being head of our lives. I'm grateful for Jesus Christ and Father God, so grateful for the Holy Spirit that is here with us now. Father God, I just ask to even now, Lord God, to touch, Lord God, each one of us. And as I minister on, Father God, to your people, not taking it for granted, I thank you, Lord God, for this time and this hour, Lord God, in which, Lord God, we can come boldly before the throne. Lord God, I'm asking you even now, Lord God, to decrease me and you increase. Come against every plan, every plot of the enemy right now, every fiery dart, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for the woman of God that is hosting. Continue to strengthen her, Lord God. Continue to increase her wisdom, her knowledge, and her understanding in you, Father God, and to give her strategies, just like David, to be victorious, to win battles after battles. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for our ministry. And Father God, thank you even for our husband, Lord God, that walk alongside her and encourage her. I thank you, Lord God, for those, Lord God, who are also, Lord God, walking with her in ministry at this moment. Father God, we give you the praise and glory. Have your way. Touch my mouth, touch my heart, touch my spirit, and have your way on today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. And so just a reminder that my topic is a year of bold moves. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Now, I want you to think about, and most of you know the song, Hallelujah, by Brandon Lake and Tasha Cobbs Leonard. And the song goes like this. Mountains are still being moved. Strongholds are still being moved. Bodies are still being raised. Giants are still being slain. Wonders are still what you do. The other part says, set our hearts. We need a move, amen. We need a move, and this is calling on the God, amen, Alpha and Omega, Jehovah Jireh, the one who protects us, the one who guides us. Miracles happen when you move. This is a move, amen. So it's embracing the move of God this season. That is connected to your faith. We're standing in the middle of the move. According to Brand Catalyst, our founder of Lake, she's a businesswoman, but she said something that really stirred my spirit. And it said, think bold and different. It's turning into a very different meaning. And it is also referred to a courageous attitude that is beyond norm. Unconventional thinking, along with strategies, is becoming a top priority. Not It shouldn't be only in the world, but it should be a top priority in, amen, in our Christian walk. That is increased and challenged by rapid changes pertaining to the perception as we read the Word of God. Defined in bold, according to the Collins Dictionary, someone who is bold and is not afraid to do things which involve risk or danger. And we know that, amen, that even those that are in business and those that have a made-up mind in doing something, that there is a risk. We think about boldly and boldness. When you move something or when it moves, it is position changes and it does not remain still. So one would say or ponder having a bold approach. Now, how to stand up, step out, and make your next bold move. I want you to think about that for a minute. It is very important that we are in that place where we are thinking about what we should do pertaining to the boldness that should take place in our life now. God is positioning us as saints of God to make bold moves for him. This says, we think about Deuteronomy 31, verse 6. And when we think about, hallelujah, when we think about Joshua and how pleaded to him, be strong and of good courage. Do not fear nor be afraid of them. For the Lord your God, he is the one who goes with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you.
When we think about a unified church, it's bold and fearless. And this is said by Daily Hope with Rick Warren, and we know he's noticed for purpose-driven life. Proverbs 28 and verse 1 says, "The wicked flee when no one pursues, but the righteous are bold as a lion." We can think and ponder on David. When David slew both lion and bear, which positioned him for the next move of God. And in reference to slaying the lion and the bear, we can reference to 1 Samuel 17, verse 36. When we think about David again, he's known throughout, amen, with David coming up against Goliath, according to 1 Samuel 17, in which he made a bold move in standing, even when, amen, some tried to stop him with his slingshot in his hand and it wasn't a sword that he had, they questioned him. But David knew the God that he served, amen, and he spoke boldly and he moved boldly. We think about the three Hebrew boys, hallelujah, when they decide they will not worship any other God, but their bold move was to stand on the word of God, according to Daniel 3. We also think about Daniel, amen, as he prayed three times a day, and those that saw him ridicule him. And not only that, hallelujah, they told a tale on him. But we knew that, according to the word, according to Daniel 6, that he positioned himself in God so that God will be glorified. And that also, along with his faith, God positioned him for promotion. Being bold is having courage and speaking out against what's wrong, no matter what others think or say. It's doing God's will and continuing on the path that he must put you on regardless of hardship you face. When you're bold, you know God is always on your side, so there is never a reason to fear. Hallelujah. If God is for us, who can ever be against the saints of God? Amen. Those are in the fivefold, those that are serving, those that are looking to God for changes. Okay? As you're looking to God for changes, when God speak, move boldly. Hallelujah. There's a quote by Edwin Lewis Cole. Prayer in private results in boldness in public. Let me repeat that again. By Edwin Lewis Cole. Prayer in private results in boldness in public. According to A.B. Simpson, one of the special marks of the Holy Ghost in the church was the spirit of boldness. L. Moody says, "When we find a man meditating on the word of God, my friends, that man is full of boldness and is successful." Hallelujah, hallelujah. The most critical need of the church is at this moment, is men, bold men, free men, and freeing God. The church must seek in prayer and much humility the coming again of men made of the stuff which prophets and martyrs are made. That means they were built to take hits. They were built to move in boldness. They were built to walk in that which God have told them to walk in. We think about Elijah. We think about Elisha. Amen. As he embraced the double portion. Hallelujah. The fear of the Lord tends to take away all other fears. This is a secret of Christian courage and boldness, according to Sinclair Ferguson. Now I'm going to go into the scripture that truly embrace the word boldness, and as God is calling us to a year of boldness to do his will. Philemon 1 verse 8. For this reason, although I have great boldness in Christ to command you to do what is right, Ephesians 3:11-12 says, this was his eternal plan, which he carried out through Christ Jesus our Lord. Because of Christ and our faith in him, we can now come boldly and confidently into God's presence. 2 Corinthians 3:11-12 says, so if the old way which has been replaced was glorious, how much more glorious is the new, which remains forever? Since this new way gives us such confidence, we can be very bold. Because of Christ and our faith in him, we can now come boldly and confidently into God's presence. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 3:4 says, we have this kind of confidence towards God through Christ. Hebrews 10:19. And so, dear brothers and sisters, we can boldly enter heaven, most holy place, because of the blood of Jesus. Let me encourage you, amen, in Christ. Romans 8:31. What then shall we say in response to these things when things are moving, when things look out of line, when people, amen, talk about us, amen, when a abando say about we are the workplace and they misunderstand us, amen, hallelujah. When we are even a condo among brothers and sisters and they do not understand the boldness that will emerge for us to speak in the prophetic, amen. So things will align on those hebaba according to the word of God, because God wants to do things according to his word, not what we think. His word. Hallelujah. Hebrews 13:6 says, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what men shall do unto me. Some of you God will call to speak truth in churches, in family, in marriages, with friends. He will call you, some of you, he will call you to speak boldly in the corporate America. Some you will speak boldly as you're traveling. 1 Corinthians 16:13 says, remain alert. Keep standing firm in your faith. Keep on being courageous and strong. Psalms 27:14 says, wait on the Lord. Be courageous and he will strengthen your heart. Wait on the Lord. So in a time like this, when, amen, you may feel oppressed, depressed, stressed, God is saying wait, because he's giving you the strength to move in him, but also to walk boldly in him. We look at Hebrews 4:16. Let us keep on coming boldly to the throne of grace so that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help us in our of need. It is encouraged at all times, and we see throughout scripture, according to 1 Thessalonians 5:17, it says, pray without ceasing. Prayer give us the boldness to stand. James 5:16 says, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The earnest prayer of a righteous person has great power and produces wonderful results. Luke 11:8-9. I tell you, if friendship is not enough to make him get up to give you the bread, boldness will make him get up and give whatever you need. So I tell you, ask and God will give to you. Search and you will find. Knock and the door will open for you. We think about the widow that went to the judge and she had consistency with reveal her faith and her boldness. That is something I taught on, because consistency and persistency get you to a place not only, amen, of immediate need, but it also gets you to a place of elevation and brings you to a place of dimensions and realms in God, and also reveal revelation and in season timing of God into that which he wants and desire for you to move into. Praying for boldness. I know some of you may deal with the spirit of fear, but be reminded that God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. So as we stand in the gap, and even if you feel that it's a time where this is too much for you, I will encourage you, amen, on today. Acts 4:28 and 29 says, but everything they did was determined beforehand according to your will. And now, O Lord, hear their threats and give us your servant great boldness in preaching your word. Ephesians 6:19 and 20 says, and pray for me too. Ask God to give me the right words so I can boldly explain God's mysterious plan, that the good news is for Jews and Gentiles alike. I'm in chains now, still preaching this message as God's ambassador. So pray that I will keep on speaking boldly for him as I should. And we know that Paul always, amen, he was a bold man. And he's asking for prayer because he knows that this boldness gets him in trouble all the time. Amen. And some people bear, you know, they bear the burden of the gift that God has given them, which is a spirit of boldness. And some, amen, will even get into a place of stagnation because they're not trusting God to be bold in certain areas. God is saying today, be bold for me and watch how I cover you. We think about when Paul and Silas were at a certain place. And as, amen, as they obeyed God, they were placed in the jailhouse. But Paul and Silas, even in the jailhouse at midnight, amen, hallelujah, you can turn to somebody and say, at midnight, they begin to praise and worship God, and some things in the spirit begin to break. And even as they allow themselves to be taken, God had a plan for them in the jailhouse, a plan that people will be saved and set free. And so we thank God for Paul and Silas. Boldness in the Lord will took them to another dimension and realm. Psalms 138 and 3 says, on the day I called, you answered. You made me bold with strength in my soul. Preaching the word of God and spreading the gospel with boldness, I will challenge you even on today. Do not be afraid. According to Matthew 28:18-20, Jesus said, I have given you all a condo, say yaba. He has the authority, and he claimed the authority in God. He has also given us the authority to walk in him, hallelujah, to spread the good news. For those, amen, that need to be baptized, that they should be baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And at the end, he said, and I'm paraphrasing, that he will be with us to the very end of age. So knowing that, the boldness, the spirit of boldness should, amen, always gird us to a place where we are obedient to the will of the Father. Acts 4:13 says, the members of council were amazed when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, for they could see that they were ordinary men with no special training in the scriptures. They also recognized them as men who has been with Jesus. So when you spend time with Jesus, you're going to have a holy boldness. Acts 14:2-3 says, Some of the Jews, however, spurned God's message and poisoned the minds of the Gentiles against Paul and Barnabas. But the apostles stayed there a long time, preaching boldly about the grace of the Lord. And the Lord proved their message was true by giving them power to do miraculous signs and wonders and give power to. Philippians 1 and 14 says, and most of the brothers confident in the Lord by my chains know dear more greatly to speak the word without fear. Boldness when times are hard. 2 Corinthians 4 and 8. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not driven to despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our bodies. 2 Corinthians 6 and 4 says, rather, as servants of God, we commend ourselves in every way, in great endurance, in troubles, hardship, and calamities. Isaiah 40 and 31 says, but those who wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. This is going to be my last verse. They will run, they will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. God is a good God. Luke 18 and 1 said, then Jesus told them a parable that they need to pray at all times and not lose heart. Brothers and sisters, we thank God for today. We thank him for his unconditional love. As we boldness, God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. We are the children of God. And now, Lord God, let the spirit of boldness begin, Lord God, be the very essence even in this season as you're calling us. To spring forth, to move forward, to look to you in all things. Father God, now we embrace what you're saying to us, that we, Lord God, we can be that instrument to make changes in the earth realm. Father God, I thank you and I give you the praise and glory for this time, for this season, for this year, that, Lord God, mountains will be moved because we had a made up mind to walk in faith, to walk boldly, to come before you in humility. We thank you, Lord God, and we give you the praise and glory. We thank you for those that are on. Continue to cover them. Continue to be with them. I thank you for the woman of God. Father God, even as this year, as she traveled, Prophetess Douglas, as she moved in you, as she's called upon, Father God, I thank you for the covering of the blood, her and her family. I thank you for strengthening her for the work at hand. And those that, Lord God, are working with her and minister, her and her husband. Father God, we give you the praise and glory. No weapon that forms shall prosper, and every tongue that rises shall fall, said the Lord. We thank you. And in Jesus' name, I pray, and I seal it with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. And I'll hand it back over to you, Prophetess Douglas.
Amen, amen. Boldness. I was just speaking on this, Apostle, the other day, and you just came right back and confirmed it again. Thank you so much for being obedient to God and delivering just what he told you to say right at the appointed time for his people to hear. Because it's not about us. It's about us being bold in him. You are so, so, so correct. I thank you and honor you for coming on and delivering that word. Father God, I ask you to give back what the woman of God gave out to your people. I ask you to bless her tremendously, Lord, her and her husband, and who's connected to her. Ephesians, an open door for them. More traveling in the name of Jesus. More speaking engagements in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you and give you praise. in Jesus' name. Apostle, let the people know how they can contact you. They want to hear you speak, or they want to book you, or if you have any upcoming events, even about your business, let them know how they can reach you.
Amen, amen. We give God the praise and glory. And so, amen, we thank God. My husband is not here at the moment. He's working. But Chief Apostle Carly Harris and I, amen, we have a ministry that we do together. It is called the Assembly of the Saints of God Ministry, established in 2008. And so we meet every Sunday, and we have Bible study. Amen. Also have a traveling ministry. My husband is always 100% supporting. It's called Royal Priesthood International Ministry. We do have some upcoming events coming that are ongoing. Right now, we will be doing Woman Armed and Dangerous for Battle. Amen. And so that usually takes place within a year. You can view my Facebook, Instagram, and also if you want me to send you a invitation, you can always text me your number. My number is 832-682-5572. That's 832-682-5572. We also have a Men Call to Purpose. They will be having also Kingdom Men, because I truly believe in pushing the men in ministry in their full potential. And so we do have Royal Priesthood men. We host it, but the men are in charge. I usually have family conferences, revivals, and also workshop. I teach spiritual warfare. I have two classes right now that I'm doing on Saturday. I do have also leadership training. We have an upcoming marriage conference that will take place in April, and so you can listen out for that. We have a ministry also called United Alliance International Churches, where those ministries that need to be covered, ministries that that God place those that are in ministry to come to us. We nurture them back to the place and encourage them back to soar in their ministry. We also teach them and equip them. That's what we do. The business that I do, which actively it's called STEM Educators and Nanny Group, okay? It's a business. We're going to have a summer camp. We also train people that in case you want and you desire, you have to, you are working and you don't have a babysitter, we send them in order for you to have that babysitter or that nanny or someone on call that you can call. Amen. There's a fee. You can always talk to me pertaining to that. I also do apartments. Say, for example, I look apartments for those individuals that need apartments. I'm also a teacher, so if you need, and I teach ELA, and so if you need tutoring pertaining to your children or even adults who want to advance pertaining to reading, because I do know adults that may want to do more pertaining to the English language arts. And also I teach computers. So those, you know, basic computer skills, resume, if there's something that that you are in need of, I am here. Amen. And I thank God for the opportunity to let you know what we do. Amen. And I thank God also once again for the woman of God for giving me the opportunity. And I'll hand it back over to you, Prophetess Douglas.
Thank you again. Remember, people of God, if you can't reach her or if you didn't hear the information, you can text me at 832-519-7646, or you can inbox us at Worldwide Gospel Connection on Facebook. I would definitely connect you with Apostle Harris so you can get in one of her classes or just hear her speak, or if you want to book her. And if you didn't get it, you can go back and rewind, or you can reach me, and I would definitely connect you to her. Thank you again so much, woman of God. Such a powerful word. Boldness is what we need and what the people of God need to hear. And I thank you again for coming on. You have a blessed and phenomenal day.
Thank you, and love you all. I truly appreciate it.
Love you too. Yes, ma'am. We're going to go to a musical break, and we'll be right back.
Will you put that in this atmosphere? The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? Real simple song. I want to teach it to you tonight. The Lord is my light, salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? The Lord is my light, salvation. Whom shall I fear? Yeah. Whom shall I be afraid? I will wait on you. I will wait on you. You, yes. I will trust in you. Yes, Lord, say. I will trust in you. Y'all help me. The Lord is my light. Everybody sing. The Lord is my light. Salvation. Whom shall I fear? You say it. Whom shall I be afraid? No, no. The Lord is my light. Salvation. Whom shall I fear? No, no. Whom shall I fear? I will wait on you. Raise your voice. Hey, I will wait. The goodness of the Lord. Come on, you say it.
easiest thing to do, but I will wait on you. Oh, yeah. I will trust in you. Will you raise up your hands and receive Bishop James Morton?
I will trust in the Lord.
This space, my world needs you right now. My world needs you right now. I can't escape being afraid. Fill me with you right now. My world needs you.
Show me your face, fill up this space, my world needs you right now, my world needs you right now. I can't escape being afraid, fill me with you.
Bring with it a sound that points us to you right now. Erase substitutes right now. Fix what I see. And God, please fix me. Let us see you right now. My world needs you.
Why I'm not ashamed to say.
Lord of life.
My world needs you right now. My world needs you.